Hopefully, oh, for Sedona.
Yeah, I, you know, it was 2 years ago. Suns is over. Not quite 2 years ago. You're in 10 months. And it's over, and filming's done, and I got offered all this television to do again. I said no to all of it. I really wanted to get away from that regular, beautiful Tig Traeger for a while, you know, and soak up my my last 7 years on that show. Yeah. And I guess it was, so that's November, so February. Finally, I mean, I said no to movies too. I just didn't want, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Officer down. My people read this right now. They just sent it to you. So I read it right away and I went, well, that's fucking different. That's pretty crazy. That's a guy that I've never even close to have played ever. So I had a meeting the next day. About 9 people are in the room. Clown, Sean Crahan. He's over in Berlin playing Slipknot tour. He's on a big speakerphone. And I said to Clown, I go, how are you going to shoot this in 25 days? How is it possible? The script that I just read. Joe Casey was there. Everyone's in the room. Mark Neville Dean, Skip Williamson, Meta Williams, who produced it and starred in it as well. How are you going to do this? He goes, I hope to have you playing down. So that was pretty cool to hear on a speakerphone. And by the time I went to my motorcycle, they offered me the part. So I had 5 weeks to get into this guy's body, get his body in shape, my body in shape, to play him. You read the comic book?
Have
you
seen it? I'm familiar with the comic book.
Okay, so you're familiar with it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense. So, yeah, I mean, Joe Casey did an amazing job of working with me and Clown on the script. It was already done, but then I had to give my notes. Yeah. And it was really important for me to make sure that Terry Down was, because he's part RoboCop, yeah, he's part Frankenstein, he keeps dying, they bring him back. But I wanted him to be human first. I wanted him to be a real human first, even though we're in a fictional world. So it was intense.
And how was that? Because he is part Frankenstein and he keeps coming back, so every time he comes back, he's a little different. So how did you take that as an actor? Was that a real unique challenge for you?
It was. It really was. You know, Clown came up with this thing called the jank, the jerk, where my neck would just kind of, and he would fast frame it, and it would be in super speed, fast motion of him coming alive and trying to figure out his body again. And I had a little glitch in my left eye that I came up with. I had a 16-pound gun that I had to whip around and pull out and fire at all times of the day, because LA's gone to shit. There are more bad guys than ever in the history of a comic book type movie. And it was just fun to play. Very demanding physically. But the emotional thing about Down was half the time he's super quiet. He's just super thoughtful and quiet, and you don't know what's going on in that head of his. But when he fights, from the comic book, I studied that comic book, and I noticed that Chris Burnham, who did the incredible graphics of that comic book, when Down would fight, he would, you know, the teeth would come out, he would be gnarly, he'd be like, you think you can kick my ass? I don't. So I did that in the fight scenes on purpose, and brought it right down when I wasn't fighting, and figuring out being a good cop, how, you know, he's in love with the badge, he didn't have a girlfriend, didn't have any animals. He's in love with his badge, and I think that comes across in this movie. But it's a hard R, bro. It's hard. Yeah. It's heavy. It's violent. It's funny. It's violent. It's dark.
Yeah.
It's a bit loving at times too.
Yeah, that's interesting too, because it is very different from Sons in that you're a very talkative, very fun character. He got down too, but with someone that was very talkative, he was kind of like, not the comedic relief, but he would always shoot someone.
I certainly became
and
the comedic relief at the end. It's so dark, that fucking show.
We can tell him.
Yeah.
But how is that, you know, you're more quiet in this and there's more physicality. So how is that, how fun is that in the sense where you're sort of conveying your emotions through your physicality? So was it difficult to sort of let go and sort of let that physicality take control of the performance?
That's a great question. I never think about what the part will entail, because that's part of the joy of acting, but I read it on the page, and from reading it on the page I knew this is the guy I wanted to play. And then in figuring it out how to, I realized physically I had to be super strong. I'm naked in half the picture. I had to be super strong. like the comic book. Yeah. So physically, I only worked on that. And then Clown and me and the rest and Joe worked on little, like I told you, yeah, janks and things of him coming alive. And then I changed some things. I wanted him more human. And when you see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, when how he is brought back alive. I can't tell you how it happens, but it's a real connection with human beings. And that was fucking great to figure out what that was. But no, when I put on, you know, Dawn Ritz, her wardrobe, and I put the gun at my side and had my battering ram, the monster of death riding that incredible vehicle that I got to ride, loaned to us from the Army, that stuff brings to life my internal acting anyway, all the physicality of wearing the costume and having the gun and all. But acting him and being him and not being afraid to fail, which is part of my mantra. Yeah. I thought Clown did an amazing job. I think Mark Neveldine did an amazing job, and Geraldo, who shot it, didn't. They were all amazing.
Yeah.
My co-stars were fucking great, amazing. So can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah, and being that this is a very different experience for you, you know, it's a role you've never played, what do you think is the thing you learned the most from this experience? You know, shot in such a short time, but it was very demanding and visceral, and it challenges a lot of the tropes of comic book films.
I learned that I can hang upside down for an hour. That's what I learned. I learned that my body, with training and the stunt guys, let me hang upside down for 2 minutes, then four, then three, and then we do it two, you know, to get ready for it. Because I did 95% of my own stunts. I really truly did all of them. Mm-hmm. You see this movie? It's me. I don't wear a mask like in Deadpool.
Yeah.
And I love that movie, and I'm sure he was amazing in it. I mean, doing his own stunts. Okay. Maybe he had a stuntman. We don't know. He had a mask on. I did all my own stunts. So I learned that the human body's pretty strong, man. I mean, you have to be smart and careful. Yeah. But I learned a lot about myself. That I, if you're in good shape and you're smart with everything, you can do shit. Yeah. I flew through the air, and stunt guys were, I mean, Daniel and Frank did such an incredible job bringing stunt people to this. I had a kung fu fight at the Mount Sinai in LA, where there must be 25 of them coming at me like little gnats with swords, and it's hysterical. It's crazy. It's a fictional world. It's a comic book world, but it's a hard R. So get ready. I think the kids are gonna be blown away.
And you said when you read the script, you were blown away. So I'm assuming you've already seen it. So what was it like being able to see the script and your performance translated to the screen?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be here with Nicole and Magnolia if I didn't think the movie was any good. I think it's pretty special. I think it's pretty unique. And so to complete the shooting, and then to complete the editing, and the editors did such an amazing job, and Mark Neveldine is just so pivotal in that with Clown. And then the music and the layered and the special effects took forever. You know, we didn't have a zillion dollars. So I'm just really happy that it's exactly where it is at this time right now in the late fall. Yeah. Video on demand, select theaters. Magnolia's figuring out how many theaters. I want to open it in the theaters as well. So yeah, I can't wait for people to see it.
And after this challenge, what do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself getting back into TV, or do you want to find new challenges?
I'm producing and acting. Like I told you, I've had 9 different, completely different parts, and they're all movies, a couple of miniseries, but they're all not a regular television series. I'm always looking for a television series. I've got a couple of things in my back pocket, and I hope it comes to fruition, especially one of them.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing part, an amazing script. But I'm going to play it my way. I'm going to do it my way. And when it's right for me and the stars align, then yeah, I'll be on another television show. I learned something about TV doing Sons, man. I didn't know about the power of TV. When people get into a show that is such a huge hit, and how lucky was I to be involved in Sons, and how lucky were they to have me? Fuck off. But honestly, I'll never forget it. And I see it now. I understand that power. It's some of the best writings on television. That's why Officer Down is so unique.
Yeah.
The writing's off the hook. And it's a film, and it's never been done before. It's so crazy, this world. But the most important thing is Officer Down's a good cop. He's a good cop. He plays by the rules, and he loves his badge. And LA is now madness, and thank God he's their Superman, because otherwise there'd be no one alive in LA. It's just taking over the whole city. People gotta wait till they see this film. It's gonna be cool.